Will you pray with me, please? May the words you have given me and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable worship, O God. For you are our rock, our redeemer, and our sustainer. Amen. I want you to sit comfortably in your chair. Take a deep breath, a deep one, and breathe out slowly. Now, I hope you brought your imaginations with you. Hear the pounding of the waves as they crash on the shore. Wade into that gentle lapping of water on the shoreline. Experience the power of the wind-driven surf. Can you see those water-created images in the sand? Lots of different designs. Pick up some of the shells. Power and peace. God at the shore. Noise and quiet. God at the shore. When the sermon series, Finding God in Nature, was announced, I resonated with the theme of God and shore. And my mind immediately went to a scripture passage from the author of the fourth gospel, John. And so I want to share these words with you from one of my favorite passages from my favorite gospel. The words come from the 21st chapter. Jesus has appeared to the disciples where they were hiding in the upper room, fearful for their lives. And the story begins this way. After this, Jesus appeared again to the disciples, this time at the Tiberias Sea, the Sea of Galilee. This is how he did it. Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the brothers Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. And Simon Peter announced, "I'm going fishing." Well, the rest of them replied, "Well, we're going with you." And they went out and got in the boat. They caught nothing that night. And when the sun came up, Jesus was standing on the beach. They didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to them. "Good morning. Did you catch anything for breakfast?" And they said, "No." And he said, "Throw the net off of the right side of the boat and see what happens." And so they did what he said. And all of a sudden, there were so many fish, thank you, so many fish in the net that they weren't strong enough to pull it in. Then the disciples, Jesus' love, said to Peter, "It's the Master." When Simon Peter realized it was the Master, he threw on some clothes, for he had been stripped for work, and then dove into the water. The other disciples came in by boat, for they weren't far from land, 100 yards or so, pulling along the net of fish. When they got out of the boat, they saw a fire laid with fish and bread cooking on it. And Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you've just caught." Simon Peter joined them and pulled the net to shore. 153 big fish. And even with all those fish, the net didn't rip. And Jesus said, "Breakfast is ready." Not one of the disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Master. Jesus then took the bread and gave it to them, and then he said the same for the fish. "This is yours." Now, this was the third time that Jesus had showed himself since the disciples had met him in the upper room after breakfast. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Master, you know I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." He then asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Master, you know I love you." And Jesus said, "Shepherd my sheep." And then he said it a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was upset that he had asked for the third time, "Do you love me?" And so he answered, "Master, you know everything there is to know. You've got to know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The disciples of Jesus had experienced inexpressible grief, their own danger, the empty tomb, and finally, joy that evening as Jesus had appeared to them in the upper room. Yet, there's still a sense of confusion and uncertainty. They are still reeling from all of that drama in Jerusalem. So Peter and a few of the other disciples decided, the resurrection notwithstanding, that they would just go fishing. Head back to Galilee, resume their old lives. At least fishing was a sure thing for them. They understood fishing. That's what they had done before they met Jesus. Oh, how we love what we think we know. But even fishing let them down. They fished all night with nothing, absolutely nothing to show for it. No fish, no sleep, more confusion, greater uncertainty. What do we do with our lives now? Have you ever experienced that? What do I do with my life now? We thought we knew the scope of our lives, its limits. We think we know the scope of our discipleship. I know I thought I did. Somehow I still think I do most of the time. Permit me to share a little backstory. I love the ocean, especially the eastern seashore of the Atlantic Ocean. Astrologically, I'm a Pisces, a fish. The sign drawn in the sand by early Christians to identify themselves as followers of Christ. But I digress. Summer of 1988, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. One of my shoreline happy places. Usually. That week, I physically experienced everything I asked you to imagine earlier. It was a family vacation away from what I knew. Responsibilities of my work as program director at Baldwin Church and Community Center in Pontiac. It was my discipleship commitment to God, and I was comfortable with that. Until about midweek. But then, like the disciples, something changed. Confusion, uncertainty. It overtook me as I walked along the shore. Was I not effectively living out what I thought I knew? So literally and figuratively, the waves began to pound. God on the shore. I was entering a time of deep inner shift. As each wave washed on the shore, something new was awakening in me. A new guidance from God. A new form of ministry right there on the shore. It began to take place. There was no breakfast on the beach, and I did not need to ask, "Who are you?" But then I began to remember the questions that Jesus had asked Peter. Do you love me? Do you love me more than these? Do you love me? Yes, yes, Lord. And then I heard, show me. Show me how much you love me by being a good shepherd. Follow up on your bold promises from before. Be willing to really sacrifice yourself. You know, that thing you know. Sacrifice yourself on behalf of my sheep, wherever you may find them. Lay down your life and let your current agenda leave you. Leave you for my son and his people, my flock. Well, at that point, I could no longer resist that call that had been nagging and nudging and pushing and pulling, that call to attend seminary. So at the shore, God, in what turned out to be gentle lapping of peaceful waters in my soul, I surrendered. Now, whether physically on the shore or on the shore of our imaginations, with or without bread and fish, we are asked to receive